Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, another audio tape has surfaced in Georgia. Another audio tape has surfaced in Georgia of a Trump conversation trying to get them to fraudulently change the vote in the Georgia election so that they would think that he won. Now, this one is weird on a lot of levels. Even if Trump had won Georgia, it made no difference whatsoever. Instead of 306 electoral votes, Biden would have had something like 296, plenty, still won by 7 million votes. Why he kept focusing on Georgia, I'll never know. It was immoral and wrong to suggest basically fraudulently changing the vote and forging ballots and all that. But this new audio tape that surfaced is not with Reffensperger. It's with an investigator from Georgia, investigator with the Election Commission. And it turns out that the reason they started taping calls was because initially Wormwood called them. Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, on Trump's behalf, called them, told them they had to come up with more votes so Trump won. And they were horrified at that. And then they were really horrified when that leaked out. And on television, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, denied that he said it, and there was no tape. He denied that he said it. So they thought, okay, from now on, these guys call Trump or any of his people, we're going to tape. And unfortunately for Trump, the next call is from Trump. If Wormwood had had his call taped, he would be looking at criminal charges as well. And he may anyway, I don't know. Because the fact is that it's good evidence. Somebody who got the call testifies that he got it. Wormwood says, I didn't make the call. Well, jury decides who's telling the truth. But in any event, Georgia investigator and Trump's calling him. And they're taping because Wormwood had tried to sneak out of it. And Trump's going, yeah, well, you know, you will be praised. You will be praised if you come up with some votes. A bad thing happened. I know I won. I'm certain I won. Got to make it happen. And what's really funny, if you listen to the tape, yeah, go on YouTube and listen to the tape. It's a very funny tape because the investigator, you know, unlike Reffensperger, who's a right-wing Republican, but at least pushed back a little bit, this investigator, and, you know, it's a lower-level position. What is she going to do? They go, they know they can't go along with it. You know, they're not crazy. I mean, they're going to get in trouble themselves for forging votes. But they're trying to help Trump and steer him around. So they go something like, And of course, Mr. President, and you want us to find the facts, right? The truth. In other words, you know, this may be a mob call by Trump, but at least he should have the common sense, if he's going to do something immoral and crooked like that, to at least make it sound like it's on the up and up. So, you know, you're going to use words like truth and facts. So, of course, you want the truth. Well, you know, I mean, Trump is a flat-out sociopath. and no, he's not for the truth. He's not even for kind of dressing it up a little bit to save somebody. And he goes, listen, listen, I know I won. So figure it out and get it done. It's a really precious call. It really is. I mean, when you deal with a guy like Trump, he is so arrogant and he's so head in the clouds where he figures, I can't be touched. I can't be touched. I'm the president of the United States still, even though they said I lost the election. And he's going to beat up on an investigator and just say, look, this is what you're going to do. And I think he honestly thought he would. And maybe he thought that once he could turn Georgia, then he could, you know, what, you're going to call Wisconsin? You're going to call Doug LaFollette as the Secretary of State? Are you kidding me? Or Evers? Are you kidding me? Or the Democratic Wolf, the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, or Whitmer, Democratic governor of Michigan? Are you seriously kidding me? He was in cuckoo land, never land. But that's what happened. You got to listen to this thing. It's funny. Funny as a crutch. Really is. He's there with this person. They're trying to steer him to help him. Like, oh, facts and truth. Oh, the facts and truth. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I enjoy this. Actually, I don't. But the truth must be told. There's a rift in the Senate. Interesting rift in the Senate. And you wouldn't think it. It's between Chuck Schumer, our majority leader, And Susan Collins of Maine. Now, she's a Republican, but she claims to be moderate so she can get elected in Maine. She couldn't get elected as a right-wing nut in Maine. She does right-wing nut things, but occasionally she throws a bone. For instance, she'll vote to convict Trump in this last impeachment go-around, although she didn't vote to convict him in the Ukraine impeachment. Only Mitt Romney did. But she's very skillful in jumping in and out and trying to confuse people. And finally, Schumer called it, and people said to Schumer, "Listen, why don't you do like you did back in 2009 and 10, when the bailout, you lowered the overall amount to get Republican votes. Collins said, lower it, and now you want $1.9 trillion. Why don't you lower it to $600 billion? And you know what Schumer said?" He said, "Baloney, we learned our lesson back then. We lowered it, and Collins still voted against it. These people will come in and they'll say, lower it. So we lower it. We hurt people that don't have food and can't pay rent, and they'll still go against them." Well, Collins, it stung. You know, the truth stings. And so she's going, you attacked me, and that's not true. And she's on record of saying lower it. And then when he did lower it, she's on record as not voting for it. And all that Schumer said was, "We made a mistake trying to get Collins back in 09 and 010, and we're not making that mistake again." and Collins, ends up looking like a streetwalker standing under a nightlight, It's, "Hey, lower it, sailor, okay." And then she walks away. I mean, that's what Collins is. Collins is bad news. She's bad news. She hangs around the streetlights trying to get people to do things, and then she does not vote for them anyway. She never should have won this time. It's a big travesty that she won this time. But she did, because she has done an impersonation gig up there in Maine. It's split Democrat, Republican. So she goes, "Well, I am very sympathetic to the Democrats," and she doesn't do anything. She votes with Moscow Mitch. Occasionally she throws a bone. And so on the impeachment, once she knew that seven would vote, she scurries in. And let me tell you something, if you're naive about this, these people never vote like that and just do it out of bravery. They go in and plead with Moscow Mitch. They say, "Moscow Mitch," well, they don't call him that. They say, "Mr. Minority Leader, please give me a pass on this one. Please, 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 please." And Moscow Mitch will say, "Okay, we have these many votes. We're good. You have a pass. You can do what you want." And then she comes out and gives a big speech. That's all that's going on. There's no independence of thought. There's nothing. It's very bad. And that is what she did. Schumer called it like it was. And then she got miffed, and there's supposedly a rift. All she wants to do is hang on to her Senate seat. She'll do and say anything, so you cannot compromise with them. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos. On Tuesday, Busted Pencils. Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman. Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, and Max Inc. Radio. Be back tomorrow with more Matt Flynn Direct. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off today.